I was born in 1954 in Portland, Oregon. Grew up in the Portland area. Those who are familiar with Portland know where the Rockwood area is. I grew up there until I was in second grade. Then I moved out east of Gresham and I went to Orient Grade School and grew up, went to Barlow High School for the first 4 years it was open, 1968 to 1972. Had one brother, Lance, who was half-brother that I grew up with. I also had two half-brothers and two half-sisters who were quite a bit older from a previous marriage of my dad's, but I didn't really know them very well at the time. I've gotten to know them more over the years. I had a number of different jobs as I was growing up. I did what a lot of kids have done, picked the strawberries and raspberries and blackberries, and then I cut cauliflower and broccoli and planted different things. I spent one memorable summer sorting through potatoes. We would dig the potatoes, but my big job was sorting through the potatoes because certain caliber of potatoes would go to the market to be sold and some would be used for French fries. And then very frankly, the worst ones would be used for potato chips. And so I learned that those little brown edges of potato chips were actually not that they were somehow overcooked, but that was where they were rotten. And so the worst potatoes were there. I didn't eat potato chips actually for a number of years after that. But another thing that I did actually when I started Multnomah Bible College was I worked in the summers and sometimes during the school year in a 7-Eleven, and I worked the graveyard shift. And probably my most memorable experience working in the 7-Eleven was one night when a man came in and he put down a few things to buy, some cigarettes or whatever it was. And then I looked up and I had a gun pointed to my face. And the gun was probably just about this far from my face. And then he actually touched it up against my forehead. And he said, okay, give me everything that you've got in the cash register. So I was very compliant, as they said, you know, we should be. Probably would have been compliant if they hadn't said we should be that. Just as I was being robbed, the front door of the store opens and in walks a man. And he says, where's the toilet paper? So I'm standing there going, with the guy who has just hidden his gun out of sight so this guy can't see it as he's robbing me, he turns around to the guy, sticks the gun in his face, tells him he wants his wallet, he wants all of his money and all that. And the guy was, you know, to say the least, was distressed and upset. I thought afterwards, I had my wallet. He didn't ask for my wallet, and I was very, very grateful for that. But this guy who walked in was a guy who would come in periodically, and he was actually a security guard who was off duty. So I kind of saw the security guard who was at his worst. One of the interesting things that happened from that concerned my parents was that the local newspaper called the Gresham Outlook 2 days later had a little story on this robbery, and it said that I had given information on the appearance of the suspect, the man who had robbed the store, and that they had had a description of him now. They'd made a little sketch, a profile, which they were circulating, and then they gave our actual home address. And so my dad had his gun out, ready to go in case he got paid a visit. Fortunately, that young man, for his sake, never showed up.